Good morning. How's it going?
Well, great. How are you?
Doing great. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Same.
All right. Well, this is Robert with Loud and Heavy here with Anfinstas. And am I saying that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Close enough.
Well, I mean, first off, congratulations on your guys' upcoming album release. I really, really like it. I've listened to it at least a dozen times in the last couple of days.
Oh, thanks.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's totally up my alley, and a lot of my friends out here in Sacramento, they dig it as well, so we're totally pumped about it.
Oh, great.
So let's get right into it. I'll start asking some of these questions.
Yeah.
How long have you guys known one another?
Since 2011, I think.
Did you guys meet, like, at a club or at school or something?
School. We attended the same university college and music teaching. Yeah.
At the place, there's only one bar, so we kind of met there.
So you guys both had an interest in, like, traditional, like, Nordic drum music and Nordic drum sound?
I think that's more of my interest as a drummer. We have kind of same interest in music, so in general.
I know a lot of people that did a lot of traditional Nordic music, well, at least as traditional as you can get in America. But yeah, so when I heard your guys' sound, I was really drawn to it, so good job on that. I really dig it.
Thanks.
So about your album, can you guys walk me through like a little bit of how long did it take you guys to record it?
It took 2 days. We had booked only 2 days in the studio, and we rehearsed really well before, and then we kind of just went in there and recorded live, and then we were finished.
Do you guys have any tour dates planned anywhere?
We have one concert that's booked this autumn. That's in, 16th of October, but no tour yet.
Oh, we're... Hopefully we'll be working with on it pretty soon.
Awesome. I look forward to it. If you guys ever come to California, be sure to give us a heads up, because I'm definitely interested in seeing you.
Of course. Would love to come to California, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe not right now. It's going to be 107 degrees here today.
Okay. Oh.
It's super hot.
Yeah.
So where can we buy your album? I noticed that you guys have a link on your Facebook page, but is it available on like iTunes or Apple or anything?
Yeah, I think it's available on all the regular iTunes and
Amazon.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so that's good. Be able to get the music out there to a lot of folks.
But hopefully people buy the like album on the Facebook page and stuff, because we have printed physical copies, so it looks really good too. So
yeah, that's that is a good point. That's one thing that a lot of it with, you know, people buying online, you know, just downloading directly to their devices, you really miss out a lot on that experience. Because I used to love opening a record and, you know, pulling it out and having the inserts and the artwork and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's part of the heavy metal experience. It's, you know, something that this generation of metalheads is missing out on.
Yeah, that's another dimension on the music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I listen to music differently when I'm holding the physical copy and pressing play.
Oh, yeah. And it allows you to just put an album on and just listen to it all the way through.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's one thing that I really dig about your guys' album, is that it's an album that you can just push play and listen to it. You don't have to skip tracks, you don't have to worry about, oh, well, this is a good song and this one's kind of blah, but it's an album that's good start to finish.
And it's made to be, like, listened to from start to end, because all the transitions are, it's all in one, you know, all the songs.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good, and it's probably great live, too.
Hopefully you can see it.
Yeah. So a little bit about your guys' gear. How many guitars do you guys play? Because I sounded like you were doing a couple of them in there.
I play one guitar, a Telecaster, which is tuned down quite low, I think to a G or G sharp. I kind of made my own tuning, so I have to twist my mind to get the notes I want. and then all of a sudden new riffs and new melodies are coming out of my guitar automatically almost. And I also rely quite a bit on my fuzz and distortion boxes to get different sound shapes.
I love the toned down sound. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. On to like a more, I don't know if it's a more silly question or not, but in your press release, I noticed that one of you guys is wearing a Mjolnir necklace, a hammer necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally into that. Are you guys really big into like the you know, old gods and everything?
I used to be, and I'm not so much right now, but I think it's a cool necklace, so I kind of never took it off.
I was drawn to it. I liked it because I used to be really big into Renaissance fairs out here, and there was this really awesome artist that made a replica of a Mjolnir that was taken out of a cairn.
Yeah.
And I still wear that. It's an awesome piece. Well, great. I mean, I've got a lot of information here from you guys. All right, well, I think that just about does it.
Oh, yeah.
That was short and sweet, but, I mean, just letting you guys know that you guys rock, and I love it. All right, you guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Good talking to you. Bye-bye.